Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. You didn't hear over the weekend, 9 Oklahoma players tested positive. There's some rumblings that some Alabama players are going to opt out because of how dangerous it is at Alabama. Adele, you got that... The AD, the athletic director from Alabama.
Greg Byrne?
Apparently, it's not a good sight. There's video of all these bars in Tuscaloosa. The kids are back at school. And this is going to be the dangerous part, right? Is the student body. And
well, just the regular people of Tuscaloosa, because it's more than just the people who go to school there. But yeah, people heading down, particularly in the South, which just has a reputation of taking it less seriously.
Well, isn't this going to be everywhere?
Yeah, I think. Well, we've seen the videos.
Every college campus.
North Carolina's had multiple clusters, and a cluster is defined as 5 or more people with COVID. So we've seen that in fraternities and sororities around the country at Oklahoma State. And then we've also seen, I saw a video, because people were putting it on social media, of just a party, a full-fledged pool party at FAU. So...
No,
this was always going to be the thing.
You know what? They're back at school. They're away from their parents.
That first weekend back, it's full of parties, and that'll continue.
That's what college is. So who thought that this was going to be a safe place, really? The football team has to stay away from the Gen Pop.
Yeah, you're going to have
to. You can't be in Gen Pop.
Lance texted me something over the weekend, and I texted him back. It is absolute negligence across all your sports at a school who's still trying to play this fall, if you don't make sure your kids are in online classes, if possible. Now, that doesn't rule out parties, but if you can keep them roaming around campus, keep them from roaming around campus as much as possible, that could only help.
It's a haven for droplets. Transfer, okay.
And generally, the droplets we're talking about aren't the ones that cause COVID. But yeah, even that is an issue.
Oh, there's. Listen, I just got an email that said 7 ways to have relations that you won't.
Why are you getting that email?
You won't. I have no idea how you won't transfer COVID-19. Here's 7 positions.
Okay? Positions even.
And can we get this to all the universities that have football teams? Okay. Is this what the coaches need to be teaching the players?
Besides,
what is it called? Summa Katra or Kama Sutra?
Kama Sutra. So instead of teaching their corners to stay in phase, they need to teach their corners how to have COVID-free sex?
Yeah. Yeah. That's what. Oh, because you think your football players, with all the girls back on campus, the football players are going to go, I don't need that anymore.
No, they're all in loving, committed relationships. And before we move on a little bit, here's the quote from Greg Byrne quote tweeted a picture that he saw of all that one Alabama bar full of people in line with no masks. Who wants college sports this fall? Obviously not these people. We've got to do better than this for each other and our campus community. Please wear your masks. That's from Greg Byrne, the AD at Alabama.
Yeah. And how about we don't fill the bars? How about the bars have a little responsibility and actually keep people out and keep it to, I don't know, 50% capacity or whatever, as opposed to just everybody on top of each other? Ruining my life.
They're wheeling and dealing right now, but watch if football season gets canceled, how those bars are going to feel.
Uh-huh. No, yeah, right. The whole economy is going to feel.
Yeah.
AJ's with us now because Lance had to he had an appointment. What's going on?
I was supposed to be here at 8:45 when Lance beat it.
Yeah, he was beating it. He was beating it at 8:40.
And I was subject to
You think some profiling?
Profiling by the police.
You think you were being profiled?
I think I was.
What happened?
Well, when you get on the Beltway every morning at 249 in the Beltway, there's an officer there.
Yeah, and you know that.
I know that. I see him every day. I don't wave or anything because I'm not.
Do you bring him a coffee? Do you bring him a donut?
No. But I see him there every day, and I make a note. There he is. Today, he was there. Once I get past him, boop, I always roll by the first one, 65 miles an hour. That's the speed limit. Mm-hmm. I don't even try to push over because I'm a law-abiding citizen.
Well, when cops are watching.
Cops are there. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
And then as soon as I got past him, set my cruise at 87, 22 miles over. Big deal.
Hey, why would you set your cruise at 87?
I don't know. I just get going to where a speed I feel comfortable weaving through cars.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, oh, this is a good speed for me. And I hit cruise.
87 is a nice. That's a comfortable speed for you.
That's where I was today. That's where I felt good.
Yeah. That's where you.
It depends on how many cars are on the road.
Okay. Could be 97 if there's nobody on the road.
Could be.
I mean, I wouldn't say that out loud.
I tend to save 97. If I'm on 99, no speed limit.
No.
None.
It's the Autobahn.
I tend to believe if you're on a road that you pay to drive on, shouldn't be speed limits anyway. It should be the Wild West.
It could be. Yeah, I agree with you.
You know how many people died in the Wild West?
Yeah.
A lot.
Well, guess what, though? You take your chance. You want to live?
Guess what else
you
want to drive the Beltway? Guess what else happened in the Wild West? You didn't have to pay to drive on a road.
Dysentery?
You didn't have to. Yeah, that too.
That too.
But you never paid money to drive on a road.
Sure, a lot of gonorrhea, too.
Unless
there's not a horse tax.
Unless you got held up by a bunch of roadside bandits.
That's the tax you're paying to continue to stay on the road.
Right. Well, they had a second cop today.
Mm.
Not usually there.
Mm-hmm.
And he felt like 87 was too fast.
It's inappropriate. So let me ask you this. So where does the profiling come in? I think he might have been profiling a car that was driving too fast.
Nah. Guess what color my truck is?
What? Black?
Oh, you know.
You have a black truck?
Yeah.
Wait, was it a black Escalade?
No.
Okay.
Do you have a real dark tint on your window?
Yeah.
No.
So he couldn't tell who was inside?
No, he couldn't. I don't think
AJ, I think you're glowing through the windows.
And then
you can't be whiter.
And to be fair, your car probably says white guy too. Or your truck says white guy.
Yeah, too. Well, my truck's license plate say WHTGUY, but that's not a giveaway.
I mean, mine says ass man. It's kind of a giveaway for me, too.
Right.
But guess, well.
Love
guess,
booty.
Guess who pulled me over?
Who?
A black officer.
Ooh.
Did you have words for this black officer?
Did you? Yeah,
I was respectful. I said, hello, officer.
You didn't ask him why did you pull me over?
No, he said, do you know why I pulled you over?
You say, look at me. Of course
they
I do.
Always say that.
Yeah. And I said, well.
Because you're racist? Did you say that?
I said, I don't have. I said, I'm not totally sure. He said, do you know how fast you were going? And I said, I was going 87. I set the cruise.
You should have said.
You didn't say that.
Yeah, I did. And he said, do you know the speed limit is 65? And I said, I do know that. I said, I am in a hurry and to get to work. And he said, well, maybe you should have left earlier.
Now he's giving you a lecture. Mm.
Now he's lecturing me.
You should have said, when he asked you, do you know why I pulled you over? He goes, well, I'm not black, so I really don't know why you pulled me over.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, do I look black to you?
Yeah. Hello?
Why did you pull me over again?
Hello? So he.
I thought, hey, what happened to our agreement here?
I thought we had a code.
I'm a white guy.
Well, then he asked.
Hey, what happened to our little agreement?
And then he asked for my license registration. I'm pretty sure on my license, there's a picture of a white face.
Mm-hmm.
If he wasn't sure about it before.
I think it says WHT, like for, I don't know if they put race on driver's license, but
I don't believe so.
I think once they run it through the system, they know.
Yeah.
Like it pops up, white guy.
White guy.
Let him go.
And what happened?
He let me go.
You didn't get a ticket?
Didn't get a ticket.
Oh, well.
Are you kidding me?
Well, I guess you do have a deal.
You should have. That's all it takes is being honest?
I think.
I'm not going to do. What? That changes the game for me.
Are you sure? Because you call yourself dark meat. So are you sure it's going to work?
I am.
For you?
I'm going to go, oh, no. Well, I've yelled at a cop before. You're racially profiling because I was driving an Escalade.
So,
and I am dark. And I do have dark meat.
Officer G, I want to thank you for
your
service.
A great guy.
Yeah, good guy.
What a great guy. He's not, see, Kingwood, I got pulled over. I got a ticket the other, a month ago or so in Kingwood.
Did you get a ticket?
I was like, a-hole. I didn't know I was supposed to say, I was speeding. What? What? And?
Well.
I'm late for my golf game.
It's very
you should have gotten pulled over by Officer G, because guess what?
You got off.
It's very
Oh, yeah, but except, you know why? You know why I didn't? White guy pulled me over.
No. Officer G listens to our station all day.
He does?
Oh, yeah.
Does he really?
Oh, yeah.
So is he hearing this?
I love that.
He's probably hearing this.
Don't say his name.
That's why I just say Officer G.
Yeah.
Much like the Chappelle Show skit where he goes, or maybe it was one of his stand-ups, AJ was like, I didn't know I couldn't do that.
I didn't know.
And he goes, but, oh, now you know. Yeah. Get out of here with no ticket.
Wait a minute, but 67, I mean, 65, really? Is it really 65?
Is that the real rule?
Is that, it's really?
I think the general rule is it's 12 miles an hour over, right?
I think 11.
You think 11?
11.
I always go with 12.
Certainly not 22.
Well, I think it's 12, give or take 10.
There's no plus minus.
No.
That's why I said it at 87, because I was like, I think this is a safe speed.
Isn't 20 plus, they can actually take you in for that? I thought there's a speed where they can take you in.
They can take you in. They can't take me and John in.
Well, yeah.
Listen, that's a rule you should adhere to.
I think I was being pretty obvious. Yeah. I was talking about myself.
By you, you meant me.
Yeah.
And can't they pull me in for that?
For me, he said, here's a Starbucks gift card. Sorry you're late to work.
Yeah. Maybe it'll make your day better.
He listens to the show. I love that.
He listens to your show, too.
The guy that I got pulled over for by who I was calling racist.
790 listener.
No. He listened. He said, get out of here. He was like, get out.
Oh, he didn't give you a ticket?
No, he didn't give me a ticket.
See?
See? If you claim racism, go to cop.
Oh, yeah. If you claim racism.
Right. Right.
Well, actually, I think.
Well, you
got
to tell him. I'm Dell from the show.
This guy, this black officer.
We don't believe you. I've heard Dell. You look nothing like
this.
This
black officer said, hey, do you know? He said, do you know Dell? And I said, oh, I know Dell. I know Dell. We talk every day.
Well, you're lying to the officer.
Yeah, I say we talk about life. We talk about
Sometimes we go out to lunch, hug.
We talk about each other's struggles. And he was like, "Oh, you and Dell talk about the struggle."
Mm-hmm.
And I said, "Every day." And he said, "Have a good day, brother."
You see,
there's no chance.
Yep.
How about that, brother?
You said the struggle.
There is zero chance that happened. I want to talk right now about my peeps over at Caliber Roofing. These guys are great guys, and you're gonna love them because they're gonna come to your home and they're gonna be honest with you. And here's the deal: is if you have any issues whatsoever with your roof, you got to get it fixed because there's hail season, storms. We're gonna have who knows what we're gonna have? Hurricanes? Who knows? But you got to make sure that roof is good. And if you haven't checked your roof in a while, or you start to see you're driving up, you see some shingles that are kind of falling off, you're like, wait a minute, we better get this thing checked. They'll come to your home absolutely free, and they're going to give you a fair appraisal of the damage or what kind of work they have to do. And if they have to say, listen, your roof is fine, well, we'll see you in 5 years. Call us again in 5 years. That's going to happen too. But if you do have any kind of damage, storms, tree branches, hail, wind, and you're dealing with an insurance company, let them help you out on this deal because the insurance company is just going to screw you. They can also do gutters, painting, siding, decking, power washing. Caliber Roofing Exteriors does it all. These are my friends. I like them. You'll like them too. 713-823-9355. 713-823-9355 or go to 975roof.com.
ESPN 975. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I'll ask Brandon. He took him. Hey, welcome back on ESPN 97.5, 916. AJ filling in for Lance. Lance had a little appointment he had to get to this morning. Lance and I are both taking a little time off this week. Taking a few days. I'm going to take Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Lance is taking Wednesday and Thursday. And, we both have family emergencies. Separate family emergencies.
Huh. Mm-hmm. Dell didn't get the memo about taking family emergency days off.
You didn't hear?
No one told me Wednesday and Thursday were family emergency days.
It's family emergency week. No, I'm not. I don't want to say that because just in case.
Yeah, it's not real. You have something you'd like to do.
I'm
going to
go do something.
Something very important.
It is extremely important.
Let me ask you something, AJ. As a man who has to manage schedules, and let's just call you what you are. You're a supervisor in some cases when you're not hosting the show. When you get a text from someone and it's like, hey, sorry, I'm going to go do this thing. You got to figure this out. What's the immediate response, at least in your head?
Well, the immediate response in my head is...
Well, let's just say it. I'm going golfing.
Yeah, John's going golfing, and his the way he sells it as like,
I got to do.
I know I'm giving you very little notice, but you can't get on these courses, so it's all expense paid.
Exactly.
I got to go. So in my head, I say I wish that I had more notice.
Yeah,
but I also want guys to take their time off. I want guys to
enjoy life.
To enjoy life.
Yeah.
Are you struggling to enjoy life, John?
John's earned a lot of vacation days around this place. John doesn't abuse the amount of vacation days.
I've never in my 13 years here taken my full allotment of vacation days.
I'm with you. I don't like to do that.
I didn't even like to do this. But
we got an easy job.
Had
right?
to.
I mean, our job ain't real. Our job on the air ain't real hard.
No.
The other job that Dell's talking about, now that's got some bull stuff to it. But our jobs here are not very hard. So I mean, most of the guys here like to be at work. They like to do the shows.
I love to be here. I don't want to take off.
But I do understand that, you know, sometimes something comes up. I just wish that John had found out about his all expense
maybe
paid trip
2-3 weeks ago.
2 or 3 weeks ago, that's all.
So what?
We got it filled.
Yeah, it's not like John was offering suggestions.
Yeah.
So what's the deal Wednesday and Thursday? Who's working? I don't even know.
I'm not sure. I've got it written down what days they're working. But Late Hits is going to do one day. Patrick Creighton and Jason Braddock. And then Moneyline, our weekend show with Josh Jordan and Jerry Bowe, is going to do the other day.
I think they'll love to fill in, do the morning show.
Well, I think they're going to get some exposure for their show that they wouldn't otherwise get. So, yeah, I think it's a good thing.
I think it's awesome. I think I did them a favor then.
You did. Now, you did doing me a favor but Todd a favor. Yeah, that's a different conversation.
Yeah. I don't care about that, though. I mean,
don't really care that you did Late Hits a favor. He said, just find people. I don't care.
Yeah.
John was like, what, you don't want to run Zubin, Keyshawn, and Jay Williams for a couple extra hours? He doesn't care.
Ooh. I don't know about that. I'm not running them. I don't know. I listened to a little bit this morning. It's going to be a hard listen.
Is it?
Well, you're not.
You would think if they were, I mean, this was their first show this morning, right? You'd think.
They'd be off to...
If you listened for a couple hours, they would have given you their best couple hours.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, okay, we've been talking about our show for a month. We're finally... It's our first show. Let's do it. And then you're saying after 2 hours, it's like, not that great.
Of the three of them, Keyshawn's the most experienced radio person, right? Because he did, as far as doing a radio show. Yeah. Have the others even done a consistent radio show before?
No. The others have been guests or fill-ins or whatever.
Or anchors.
Yeah.
Yeah. Will's good.
But Keyshawn's
like
hosted
Will
a show for a long time in a major
Keyshawn
market.
That's the difficult part. Oh, really?
The one with all the experience?
Yeah. It's Keyshawn that's the toughest. Have you talked to Gilbert lately?
Gilbert doesn't know me.
He doesn't? Let's see. No. Hey, Gilbert. Hello?
How you doing, gentlemen?
Hey, Gilbert. Hello, gentlemen. Do you know who AJ is? Do you know AJ?
Yeah, I know AJ. How you doing, AJ?
I'm doing good,
Well, how
Gilbert.
Do you know
you?
Him? How do you know AJ?
From the party at the Christmas
Oh, yeah, the Christmas party. At Klein's.
What's your name, the place?
Yeah, at Klein's Jewelers.
No, Westheimer, that bar there.
Oh, Nick's place.
Yeah, Nick's place.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you used to see AJ over there? You guys used to hang out?
Yeah, you remember me, AJ?
I do remember you.
Yeah, but Gilbert's unforgettable.
I heard you got your bike stolen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you get it back yet?
No, I got it back yet anyway.
What did the guy look like that stole your bike?
I don't know. I forgot who was the night. I couldn't see him or not anyway.
Okay, because the officer I talked to today said that he may have some info about that bike.
What'd he say?
What, it wasn't a black guy that stole it, right?
A black guy stole it. Yeah,
it was a black guy? Was he wearing a black shirt and a black hat?
No.
No, what was it?
Oh,
you don't
know. No.
Well,
then the off.
Well,
maybe the
you
off-
know you can change your shirt, though, right?
The officer said they had someone in custody, and they were going to give you the bike back, but if it wasn't that guy, it must be somebody else's bike.
Oh.
Yeah.
So he let him
what
go.
What kind of bike was it, Gilbert?
I forgot what was it anyway.
You forgot your own bike.
Mm. Yeah, how are you going to get it back if you don't even know? Did you file a police report?
Still going to buy another bicycle for me. Still going to buy another bicycle for
you
me.
Can't just keep buying stuff.
Who's going to buy another bicycle for you?
It's a tough economy.
A church. An old church.
The church? Are. Not Lakewood. Aren't you banned from that place?
What?
No, he's not banned.
I thought he got kicked
Joel
out.
Joel Osteen's
he did
buying
get kicked
you?
Out.
No, not Lakewood. No, old church. I used to go a long time ago.
Oh, really? Oh, they're going to buy you a bike? You've hounded them to death. You've hounded them to the point.
Are you getting a 10-speed or what are
yeah,
we?
Yeah, how many speeds do you like?
15 feet.
15?
Woo!
Wow.
Are you Lance Armstrong?
Yeah. No wonder you're getting your bike stolen all the time. They're valuable.
Yeah, really.
You
got
to get a cheaper bike, Gilbert. Nobody.
I've already been coming about the
Texans.
No fan shield at the Texan game. They should have a vaccine there in front of getting a shot and then go to the game.
You got to get a shot.
That sounds fair.
He says we. To solve the no fan problem, as I translate, there needs to be a vaccine that you get shot with right before you walk in.
Are you a season ticket holder, Gilbert?
What?
Do you have season tickets?
No, they won't allow any fans in the first Texan game.
Yeah, they won't allow fans in there, so how could he be a season ticket
holder? Yeah, have a vaccine there. Get a shot before you go back in, go to the game, you know.
Yeah.
Have you
they
told,
don't want to do that. Why that?
Have you told because the governor about this idea?
Well, first of all...
What?
First of all, Gilbert, there has to be a vaccine before you can get a vaccine shot. There's no vaccine.
There's a vaccine anyway.
China, in Russia, there are.
Yeah, in Russia.
Do you want to use that Russian vaccine?
What about the Chinese one, Gilbert?
No, I don't want the Chinese one.
Why? Why don't you want the Chinese? You're Chinese. Why don't you want the Chinese one?
You're more sicker anyway from China anyway.
Oh, you're going to get more sicker from China.
Well, I mean... Is he a speechwriter for the president?
So you're telling me if you went to China Garden and ordered dinner, and every time you got dinner, they gave you a vaccine, you wouldn't take it?
Yeah.
I'll take it, yeah.
Okay, there you go.
Gilbert, are you...
We're a mask anyway.
So, Gilbert, are you going to vote for Trump or Biden?
No, he's not. He told us.
Biden?
Yeah, because Trump called the Chinese virus, and it's hurting Chinese people here, so he's not voting for Trump.
Oh, that's right.
I don't vote for no Trump.
What?
You don't care about people anyway. Trump don't care about people.
Look at that.
You think he is, but he don't.
Look at that.
I'll see him wearing a face mask. I'll see him coming.
Well, his brother.
He's coming to George Floyd. Funeral. Biden did.
Well, he's going to go to Donald Trump's funeral. Brother died now. Do you think he'll go to that funeral?
What about that? You don't feel bad for him?
Bad for who?
Donald Trump's brother died.
Who died?
Donald Trump's brother.
So?
Whoa!
That's his diamond. You gotta go there because that's his brother anyway.
Well, that's true.
It'd be look really bad.
I don't know. You don't know. He might not show up. You don't know.
That'd be. Not that he cares about how he looks, but that'd be an awful look.
If the weather's nice, he might play golf.
They better not hold that funeral on a Saturday.
Gilbert, does it make you mad that John is voting for Trump?
Who?
John Granato.
You voting for Trump?
I can't tell
John's
who I'm voting.
Rich. He's
Gilbert, this is America. You don't have to tell who you're
rich
voting
people
for.
People have to vote for Trump.
Not rich people.
Well,
not rich.
We'll see about that at Christmas. You got a ride for me at a Christmas party? Pick me up.
Wait, how did that?
AJ said.
How did that get from?
Because he doesn't have a bike. AJ said he was going to be probably passing by over there on the Beltway. He could probably grab you. You want to ride with AJ?
We'll see about that.
Okay.
A little skeptical.
I'll save my life.
Save your life?
I'll save my life, all the people in. Yeah, all the 975 anyway.
That saves your life.
And also, it's sure ridiculous to have no fan at the baseball game or football game.
I know.
Everybody's scared of violence. What is this anyway, Is the world coming to an end?
Yes.
Possibly.
Could
everybody's
be.
Everybody's scared about the... One thing like Charlie Brown said, a little rain don't hurt nobody, you know.
Well, do you remember what Charlie Brown's teacher said, though?
Gilbert.
Elizabeth, he don't hurt nobody. You know that?
That's why they were so dumb. They couldn't understand her.
Gilbert, I got to say.
Whoa.
You don't catch.
Gilbert's going on a rant.
Don't go nowhere, okay?
Well, there's also an old saying, you catch more flies with honey.
What?
Than you do with vinegar, right?
What?
That
right.
What it is?
That's the saying.
Gilbert, you're mad about this.
Gilbert, do you know?
He thinks,
yeah,
I think,
you're darn right I'm mad about
Gilbert
it.
Gilbert thinks this is a conspiracy, right? It's not really true, all this stuff, right, Gilbert?
Right.
Is the virus even real?
It's real.
Did it come from China?
No.
Yes. Yes, Gilbert.
Okay, I'll talk to you guys later.
He don't want
to
hear
all.
That.
That's all. He don't want to hear none of that.
Not part. Voting for you either.
Done.
That's it.
Done.
It did come from China.
Well, in that whole Charlie Brown thing, is he more like Charlie Brown or Charlie Brown's teachers?
He is like Charlie Brown's teachers.
But he did get very clear
yes,
about certain things.
Oh, no, he's pissed.
Well, about the Trump thing, he got Biden! Very clear. Very clear. Is he? Can, does he know where to vote?
No, I hope not.
Is he registered to vote?
Gilbert Dumbo.
Why? He's not. He can't be registered to vote? What's the rules?
Does it throw? Does it, okay, honestly, I want you both
no, really.
To answer. I want
what's
you guys
the rules? Gilbert rule?
I want I'm you to answer asking. This as honestly as you can. When you really think about it, it's a little messed up that Gilbert's vote counts the same as your vote.
It's not messed up. It's one. It's really
does that seem fair?
It does seem fair. Gilbert no, should have the right me. To have his candidate in, too.
Yeah, but his should count a little bit.
You want it to be by percentage? Like,
yeah, like you should get a half vote. All right.
I don't know.
AJ,
you can do that at like 4 p.m. I don't know if you can do that at 9 p.m. I mean 9 a.m.
Do you like that? Do you like that? That Gilbert let you off the hook? I thought we were going to have
he didn't leave he gonna, me let me off the hook. I didn't do anything.
I thought we were going to entrap you there, but
entrap Gilbert, me?
Yeah, cuz Gilbert said he wasn't wearing a black shirt and a black hat. I was going to say I have a suspect in custody.
Yeah, but he didn't say the bike was stolen today.
The guy hey, even crooks change their clothes,
yeah.
Okay?
Sometimes.
All right, 929 ESPN 97.5. Other Eric, we'll get you in. We'll talk some Rockets basketball on the other side. But right now, I want to talk about shopcbdtx.com. How about I'm doing it? I love it. I've got some hip, you know, joint problems. I've got some back problems, sleeping problems. You know, and hell, you know, when you're out there on the course or you're playing poker, you need to be relaxed. You need to be calm, have a positive, healthy mood, and you get all of these things from CBD. Honestly, first time I took it, I was like, wow, this CBD stuff is cool, man. It's really cool. So if you want to be calmer, more relaxed, relieves everyday stress, all of these things, if you've got muscle pain or migraine, stiffness, inflammation, anxiety, whatever it is, CBD helps. Now, they're not afraid to give out free samples. They will explain everything to you. What are your ailments? The CBD Shaman is going to take, American Shaman is going to take care of you. And this is the best one because they have the best product, which is water soluble, which means it will flow through your body evenly. ShopCBDTX.com, 30 locations around the city, the best in nature, enhanced by science. They're not afraid to give free samples at American Shaman. ShopCBDTX.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Hey boy, and be some guys
okay.
Sometimes you need a friend.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Right. All right, 9:32 ESPN, shortest breaks in the world. So you guys are doing Twitch with people, right?
We are. We're
so what do you do?
It up.
What does that mean? So they talk to you? Or they on your Twitter account, where do they talk to you?
We talk on Twitch. So people comment on the show, and then we
You can
will,
hear them?
No.
Oh.
We interact with what they type to us.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, so you okay? I get it. So yeah, then you talk, and they can hear you during the break.
Yes, there's a chat going on, which they can monitor. And
oh,
then
see, I don't want to do that.
They can respond. Well, we know
because I want a break where I can say stuff that won't get me fired.
Well, I say stuff that will get me fired.
If
there's no rules,
there's no rules. You can say whatever.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, until someone has a problem with what you said.
Well, that's right. You know what? Do you know how many problems people would have with the stuff that we talk about here?
Well, don't include me.
You included.
You talk about.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, what? You got any evidence? You're
probably the worst. Like, on the meter of worst people, you're number one.
That's such a lie.
During the breaks.
There have been.
The stuff that you bring up.
What?
Oh,
I can't
even
go in there anymore. There's only a minute. I don't bring anything up anymore.
Oh, no. It's ridiculous. It's terrible.
That's a lie.
And then Raheel is second.
He's already been put out.
Well, all right. So he's out.
You can't count
See what happens? See what happens because of the breaks? And then I'm last.
You're not last.
Lance and then me.
You're not last. You might be the worst off-break person to ever exist with the things you say. And people can't believe that considering the things you say on air, but he's even worse off the air.
That's not true.
Because Lance will get him going, and then he'll say something that's unbelievable. Everyone's like, I can't believe you just said that, and I have to leave the room.
That is totally not true.
But the good news is, I mean, you guys have over 100 people watching via Twitch now. Which that's a good number.
It is.
Yeah,
I don't even know.
It's good.
Well, I've never. And how do you get on this thing?
You go to twitch.tv/ESPN975,
or just type in Twitch and ESPN975, and that link will come up, and you'll be able to see it that way.
And the great thing is, if you listen on Twitch, like let's say you don't like listening on the app, maybe you don't. You feel like you're hearing the same commercials over and over.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? We'll listen on Twitch, and guess what happens? If someone's listening on Twitch with a meter, we get credit for it.
Oh, I gotta put my email in and everything.
I mean, you don't have to even sign up. You can just go there and view. But if you sign up, you can talk to the people.
Oh. If I sign up, I can talk.
Look, J Monkey 1991 says AJ sucks and is the problem.
Well.
Thanks, J Monkey.
Very succinct and to the point.
Yeah.
You know,
a lot of people say that about me. A lot of people say AJ sucks and he's the problem. In general, about whatever it is.
Yeah, with the station or just human
all of the
kind.
Above.
What is it?
Are you the problem for the station?
Yeah,
you're the station problem.
Yeah, uh-huh. I'm a big part of it.
I mean, well, you're a big part of the station. I don't know if you're a big part of a problem.
I am the problem. It says.
See, look at this. Says, whoops, this embed is misconfigured.
What?
Please check your browser. See,
click on.
It's
the,
way too
click
hard.
On the third link down.
You ever seen Encino Man, Dell?
I know who we're dealing with. Or the fourth link down. I know who we're dealing with.
See, I don't know about this. This is terrible.
It's like he's playing with a lighter, and it's like starting,
ooh, fire.
Click on the fourth link down. Should be easy for you.
Fourth link down.
Yeah, because I'm looking at the most recent comment as John's age is showing because you can't figure this out. Someone wrote that.
Damn.
And then there's another one talking about the Clintons and the pedo ring.
What third link down? What is that?
Fourth or third link. What did you type in? Type in Twitch ESPN 975.
I did, and this is what came up.
I'm looking at third or fourth link down on my Google Chrome, and I'm on it right now.
I'm going to get him there on the break.
See?
This is atrocious.
This is terrible. No, it's a terrible thing. Let's get the other Eric in here and talk to the Rockets basketball. What do you say, other Eric?
Hey guys, nice to talk to y'all today. Yeah, it gets pretty wild on the Twitch. I'm having an issue with child pedo rings right now. Anyway, the fact that Westbrook is going to be out for one game is a little bit disconcerting because I think it's going to feel more like the first three games because that second game, he's probably going to get about 20 minutes and he's going to be nursing that leg. So if we get his speed back for the third game, I'd be surprised. Other than that, I'll hang up and listen. But other than that, AJ, this would have been a perfect opportunity to bring Raheel back for a reunion show. What's his status? Can he not even fill in or something like that? And I'll hang up and listen.
Well, he doesn't work here anymore. Actually, Raheel's gonna land on his feet. He's gonna be just fine. But no, he doesn't work here anymore. So
Raheel's welcome to fill.
No, yeah, I invited him to come in the other day, and he said, "Nah, he doesn't." He doesn't want to do that. So he's Raheel's going to be fine. He's actually going to get a nice gig. He's going to be just fine. But yeah, I think he feels he doesn't
might
really
be a little awkward.
Weird, yeah, it's awkward.
Do it. That's all. And by the way, Eric, it's only guaranteed that Westbrook is out for one game. There's a possibility he's out for more. They're only saying definitely he's out for this one, for game one. He could be out for game two or three. Forget limited minutes. He may not be available.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think a lot of people forget that
Russ had COVID. And I don't know that Russ was even full strength, you know, because it felt like he was he'd play a couple games, take a game off. I think it may have something to do with that, too. But I don't know that Russ is going to be back full strength again this season. I don't know that that's going to happen. I think they're going to get him back and he's going to play. But do I think you're going to see, like, the rust that you saw early in the season? I don't think so.
I don't know. I mean, quads are they're difficult. I mean, we're talking about Brantley for weeks, maybe. We're talking about who else had a quad? Is it – no, Stanton had a hamstring, right? There was somebody else with a quad. It sucks. It sucks. So I don't know. I don't know that Russ is going to be back. This is just terrible, terrible, terrible. And I'm of the opinion that it's a built-in excuse.
It kind of is, but let's face it, does it really matter? Like, are you going to feel better about the Rockets if they win one playoff series versus none?
Yeah, you always do.
Yeah, I guess
losing to Oklahoma City ain't the same as losing to the Lakers.
Yeah, I guess so. But, I mean, it's still a step back regardless.
Yeah. No. It's not good. Don't get me wrong. But it's always better. And it's always better for the organization. It's better for everybody. The look is better.
Well, losing to OKC specifically because you gave them a bunch of draft picks to swap.
You gave them Chris Paul. Yeah.
Yeah, you look pretty bad.
Well,
you look pretty bad.
But there's a built-in excuse. Russ isn't healthy. Just like it was a built-in excuse when Chris Paul went down.
Well, here's an idea. Quit getting players who are hurt all the time.
Well, that's Russ had his issue because of Pat Beverly, but other than that, he's been okay. Okay. I mean, Chris Paul
got hurt every year in the
playoffs.
Yes,
every year.
You can't go, if Chris Paul wouldn't have got hurt in the playoffs, you knew when you took him, he was going to get hurt in the playoffs because that's what he does.
Yeah.
I mean, he gets hurt every single year. Is he healthier generally than Chris Paul? Yeah, but he gets hurt. I mean, it's not unprecedented that Russ would miss time.
Yeah. No, it's not. But damn, at the wrong flipping time. And he didn't play one back-to-back this year. So you did everything humanly possible. And then a quad? I mean, I could see if it was the balky knee. You know what I'm saying? But a quad? I mean, goodness gracious. This is just – and I don't know. I'm over you. Honestly, I don't know any other coach that could coach this team. Because I was calling for – wasn't I? Dell. 2 years ago, get rid of D'Antoni. I mean, we know what he is. He can't win in the postseason. First of all, his style of play. Secondly, how he cuts his bench and his style of play, where everybody is tired from running all season long. So what you're going to do is you're going to cut your bench in half, and your rotation is going to be seven guys, which is the opposite of probably what you should do in the postseason. And yet, this is what he does, and he never wins anything. And now you've got a team that's got a bunch of 6'5" guys and shorter. Who can coach this up?
So would you say if you had to point the finger at someone who's the problem, and like I'm the problem here at the station,
right?
Who's the problem?
Well, I think there are multiple problems. I don't think that there's one guy. I think the roster is flawed, for one, and that's on Daryl. I think the style of play is never going to win. It hasn't. It's not going to. And then there's that. And then there's James. And James is your superstar who we haven't seen James be able to win at the highest level yet.
The James thing is an issue because I've said for years, I don't think James is going to win a championship. If James is the best player on your team, I don't think you're winning a championship. But you also are in a situation where is there any way you could move him out of here and get any kind of equal value back?
Nope. No.
Like even if you said, like let's say you were trying to get a younger type superstar. Let's say James, we all agree James Harden's a top five player in the NBA. Let's say you wanted someone in that 6 to 10 range. I don't think you could trade James for him. I think if you said, hey, Trailblazers, would you take James Harden for Dame Lillard? I think the Blazers go,
no,
we're good. Even though James is probably a notch above him as a player, I don't think the Blazers are interested in that. I don't think you can trade James. I think you're kind of stuck with him. The way that this roster is built now, I feel like you should probably be stuck with D'Antoni. I feel like they're going to try to find someone else to coach him, and it's going to be even worse.
because the roster that, that Daryl's put in place here is just not it's not realistic to think that this team can win a championship.
Well, they do though. I mean, that's the thing
they
about
think
this.
That every year, and then every year, if we do this differently.
The 1 year and listen, the Chris Paul excuse was built into it, but that team was good enough to win.
They were
good enough to win, but you had an injury prone guy, and guess what happened? He got injured. But this is I don't know. Yeah, I guess it worked. It does work in spurts. It worked for Golden State. They won with small ball, but they also had big guys. They had physical guys, and they had rebounders.
Well, and Golden State also had Golden State shot a lot of shots. They had the best shooters in the world.
Yeah,
the Rockets are a below average 3-point shooting team that shoots more 3-pointers than anybody else, and they don't rebound. I don't understand how that combo worked. I get that Daryl Morey is an analytics guy, but I would understand shoot threes all the time if you're a great 3-point shooting team. The Rockets aren't a great 3-point shooting team.
No, they're not.
Just shoot way more than everybody else, and then they don't rebound any of those misses. I don't know who put pen to paper and was like, this is the plan that's going to work.
Well, you should have asked yourself. So we're depending on Ben McLemore to be a contributor to a title?
Guess what, though? That's worked out.
Has it? I mean, fine. He does one thing okay.
Yeah.
But Ben McLemore's the top 5 power forward in the league.
I mean, he does one thing okay, but you're going to have to be more versatile in playoff series, and
Actually, that one I would say. Listen, he's thrown just crap at James Ennis, Carmelo Anthony. He's just thrown crap against the wall and hoping something sticks. Ben McLemore has stuck. Actually, Ben McLemore has been against the wall okay. Well, I like that crap on that wall.
He's shooting 40% for three. I think it points out that a kind of a large contingent of this Rockets roster couldn't find their way into rotations on other teams.
Well, no, but he's flourishing here. So, you know what? If he's playing like this, he finally found a place where he can flourish, though.
Because he gets to take a lot of wide-open shots. But you can't be this – you can't be
everybody's
that one-dimensional.
Everybody's better at basketball when that happens.
Yeah. Yeah. But as far as being able to play and be versatile in playoff series round after round, I have my doubts about this entire roster. Yeah, put Vin McLemore in the corner or foul line extended – He's probably going to make a lot of open jumpers. He's actually shooting the ball really, really well. But I don't trust that most of this rotation in playoff series when you're going to get attacked and exposed and teams are going to take away the best thing you do.
Well, and also who in this rotation has ever won anything?
No one. 946 ESPN 97.5. You know who wins is the MMA law firm. You know why? Because they're the MMA. Not the fighters, okay? That's their acronym. Here's the deal. Is the MMA largelossattorneys.com. Largelossattorneys.com are going to help you out. If you have any issues whatsoever with an insurance company, and this insurance company is not paying up on a premium that you believe, on a claim that you believe that you have a right to that money, well, you call our guys, because our guys don't take that. They're going to fight these guys, because that's what the insurance company does. They try to take as much money as they can and not pay you. Well, the large loss attorneys are going to give you a free consultation, absolutely free, and they're not going to charge you a dime until you win. If you win, then they're going to take their fee. Otherwise, it doesn't cost a dime out of your pocket. How's that? Any good? Because you didn't have anything anyway. So you might as well get as much as you can and let people who are experts dealing with insurance companies, because you're not. And you know what? The insurance company's going to walk all over you. They ain't going to walk all over the MMA lawyers. LargeLossAttorneys.com. That's LargeLossAttorneys.com.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
So I'm on. I want somebody stream chat me. Somebody send something in the chat. I'm on the Twitter feed. See, if you go to if you go to Twitch, I'm on Twitch. If you go to Twitch, ESPN 975, it takes you to somewhere else. It doesn't take you to this. That's why I couldn't find it.
Well, all I did was type in Twitch and then ESPN 975, and like the fourth link down took me to it. But yeah, if you want to stream chat or just, you know, type in and chat with John, he'll respond on air, maybe, depending on what you say.
Yeah. Oh, somebody doesn't like you.
No, that's okay. A lot of people don't like me. You guys are much more like you and Lance. Well, Lance, people don't like Lance when he puts out his mock draft, but you are a generally likable guy.
Well, see, I heard Josh talk. I heard Josh talking about this the other day, that he's okay with people not liking him. He understands that. You're the same way. You understand that people don't like you.
Sometimes I don't understand. Like Josh, I think kind of goes for it.
I think he probably pushes a little bit.
I think people organically just, there's some people who just organically don't like me. I think I'm very one way or the other.
Well, I think that you're not afraid to say what I'm not afraid to say anything, but that's not it. I think that you're not afraid to be offended. Like you guys will tell people to F off. Don't listen to our show. You know what I'm saying?
You never do that?
Or we're not talking about that because we don't want to talk or whatever. No. I mean, I think I'm generally a nice person. See, I don't say stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? I would just ignore it probably and not talk about something that somebody wants us to talk about if that was the case. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's fair.
Right. Or if somebody says, get off of this sub, you guys hate that when somebody tells you to get off of a subject.
I don't like that.
You hate that.
I don't like people telling me like how my show should be organized.
Right.
Like, you need to talk more this here.
Right.
You're probably talking a little bit too much non-sports.
Well, yeah. You're going to hate my notes from your first hour with us because I got plenty. Sorry.
Does he send post-show notes?
For you and you only.
Actually. Oh, okay. All right.
So, Josh had mentioned, I think Joel is someone who likes to be like, yes.
Oh.
Joel does not like any adversity.
No,
criticizing him. He gets offended. I don't get offended. What I do is I usually mute people.
Okay.
If people don't like me on Twitter, you know what I do? Well, then you should, you know what? Here's this. I will never see you again.
I always tell people there's a button at the top you can push and you won't see anything that I write on Twitter.com.
Yeah.
What's your advice when you want to mute someone that you work with?
Do it.
I mean in person.
You press my mic off.
Yeah,
you turn my mic off.
That's actually bad for the show.
But that's muting me.
Well,
true.
I can't really do that for the show.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah.
But otherwise, there's no way to do that.
I do put the group chat on Do Not Disturb sometimes.
All right.
See, J Monkey says, you've changed a lot, AJ. That's the issue. All the power went to your head, just like Billy O. Have you guys noticed me throwing around a bunch of like power moves?
That's actually AJ.
Yeah. That is AJ. Screaming, you suck too.
Yeah. No, I don't think the power has gone to my head. I honestly, I don't think there's a whole lot of power. It's just some extra work.
I don't know. You know, I kind of feel it when, hey, Del, you got a Sunday shift. I feel the power's gone to his head.
Listen. Oh, you can feel the power.
Yeah, I feel it sometimes.
I don't know why people think I don't think you're any different on your show now than you were before. Yeah. No.
You've changed.
People are saying, what up, John? I see this.
See? Look at that, John.
What happened to the producer cam? You took it off?
No, that was a branded decision, I imagine.
Oh.
I don't have any say in here. No. I think I make decisions.
Yeah.
Brother Bear wants to see the shark pic. We can't put the shark pic on Twitch.
Who? I don't know what that means.
Well, I'll tell you during the break.
Okay. you changed a lot, AJ.
It's
That's
a picture
the issue.
Of a local news lady.
Oh, yeah? Which one?
I don't want to say.
Channel 13?
I have no idea.
Oh.
I'll just say she's got, it's a picture of her in a bikini.
Oh, yeah, that's Channel 13.
And her bikini parts are super beefy.
Oh no.
Then no. I don't know. No.
Mm-mm.
No.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Imagine her bikini part is like, it's hiding Hulk Hogan's bicep from like 1992. Mm. That's what it looks like.
Her bikini part.
Yeah.
It's hiding Hulk Hogan's arm.
Yes.
It's not doing a good enough job, then, is it?
Well, it's fighting.
Pretty sure
it's out there battling.
Pretty sure you shouldn't be wearing a bikini, a tight bikini.
No.
Okay.
No.
So you're going to do your show. Are you guys going to drink on your show today?
No, we don't drink on our show on Mondays.
Why not? Why is Monday?
We got a full week ahead of us. Friday, it's like it's a celebration.
It is a celebration of, yeah, it's a holiday show.
I would drink with you this morning if you did a shot of Malort.
I don't even know. You see, I'm from Chicago and I never heard of it.
Everyone says it's like a huge deal in Chicago.
Never heard of it.
Really?
Never heard of it. No.
How old were you when you left Chicago?
23, 24. Yeah.
Maybe you didn't spend enough time. But trust me, I
drank almost everything there.
His dad owned a bar.
Huh?
His dad owned a bar.
Right? Yeah, my dad owned a bar and a liquor store.
Your dad's still alive?
No.
Okay. I was going to say, text him and ask him about Malort.
Dude, I was the stock boy. I stocked the shelves. Never heard of it.
Really?
No.
Well, probably for the best.
Every other thing in the world I know of, I never heard of Malort.
Okay.
Yeah.
You ever heard of Jack Daniels?
That either. They have not heard of that.
Well,
one.
The last two Fridays, it started out. Jason Braddock brought in menthol tobacco flavored vodka, which at the time that I had it was the worst shot I've ever taken in my life. So this brand of vodka is called Ivanovich Vodka. It sells for $19.99 for a bottle if it's unflavored. Once they add that menthol tobacco flavoring, it sells for $3. I don't know who the marketing guy is there who's like, okay, I'm going to bring this to the brass. They're going to love this new idea. Hey, we add in this stuff and we decrease the value of our product 80%. And the CEO's like, you know?
Let's do it.
Let's give this guy a raise. Like, I mean, it's the craziest thing. It is so awful, though. But then I said, that's the worst shot I've ever had. And then Josh brought Malort last week, and Malort is the new worst shot I've ever had.
Mm.
It smells like cleaning supplies.
So you only want to do terrible shots, or do you want to do shots just to do different stuff?
Well,
do you guys ever do Old Granddad?
I have.
Yeah.
Now,
when you go to Real, you got to drink with Ryan LaShane. You got to do Old Granddad shots.
So my birthday's in like, I guess it's like 10 days from now. I think I'm going to go to Real for my birthday.
Too. Yeah.
But we were based, the basic premise of the happy hour was to try to see how many people we could get to watch on Twitch. And before we started happy hour, like the most amount of people we got on Twitch was like 300. And then last week, Jason Braddock, who doesn't drink, he's never done a shot of alcohol in his life, said if we get to 500 viewers, because he's the one who brought the disgusting tobacco vodka.
Uh-huh.
He said if we get to 500 viewers, he'll take a shot of the menthol vodka and the
and the Malort.
We got to 645, so he took a shot of both on Twitch. And
how'd that go for him?
He was disgusted, but it was rightful because these are two like he doesn't like the taste of any alcohol, which I don't understand.
How does this? What kind of person?
Also,
it's the same as those two.
Well, I don't. You can't. I don't. It's not about dislike. I've never tasted alcohol.
You don't drink for like some sort of a religious moral reason or
no? It beer, wine in the house.
But you never even
house.
Tried
exactly.
it.
Exactly. I'm not interested.
Like did someone in your was someone in your family an alcoholic or
no? There, I had no issues with that. Period. I just never cared enough to try it to start with.
All the people that have drank around you all your life,
I don't.
And you've never even
not any
had
interest.
The inclination.
Not any interest at all. No.
That's so stupid.
See,
it is crazy.
You remember when you said you were a nice person?
Yeah, I'm still a nice person. I can tell the truth.
Well, tell
I'm
the
a
truth.
Nice. You know what? Nice people tell the truth.
It's tough to be around other people drinking and still have no interest in drinking.
I know,
like, once
right?
you see how fun it is, it's like, you know, when you're a kid, you're like, oh, I'm never going to try cocaine until you're at a party and like a bunch of hot chicks are doing cocaine and they're having the time of their lives. And you're like,
hey,
oh. Okay.
Well, see, you can't. The problem is, particularly as an adult, a lot of my adult life has been at the station. When I walk in places and John's drinking, it looks like I don't want to be anything like that guy. So I'm not going to do it at all.
Do we tend to get louder?
You do specifically. Yes.
And do we tend to think we're very funny?
And you start getting handsy and grabbing people. Ah! Don't touch me. That's all I'm looking for. I'm not.
I'm going to come up from behind, hug you.
Why is it always behind? Why is that always from behind?
Well, when you drink a little, you'll know.
Why are you trying to catch me unaware?
Because to me, that just means more friendship. That's all.
It feels
because
like,
if you saw me coming, you wouldn't hug me.
Definitely.
So it's going to have to be from behind.
That's a poor way to do things. Sneak up on people and hug them and come up on them from behind.
That's a general life rule. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You weren't going to let me do it if I didn't just sneak up on you and do it.
Yeah, so that's why I did it.
Makes sense.
Officer, makes that's sense. Why I did it.
Right, that's Bill Cosby's defense. If I wouldn't have drugged them, they would have never had sex with me.
Hmm.
So can you really blame me? Yes, actually, that's why you're in jail.
I learned it from Darren Sharper.
Ooh.
Mm.
That's a bad teacher.
Fake Tony Stark. I learned that move from Darren Sharper.
Fake Tony Stark on Twitch says from behind is the safest way during COVID.
That's right.
So
that's right.
That's
can't
the safe
hug. Can't hug. What if I get some droplets in my face?
How about you don't hug me at all and talk about someone who isn't going to sneak up on you from behind?
No. What he's going to do, he's going to come to your home and you're going to answer the door and he'll come in and he'll look at your problems, whatever it is. We have a countertop that we have to change out, and it's actually going to be a difficult job because it's on a stove and it's got all the stove around it and we want to expand it too. And here's the deal is Jeff's got the deal done. And my wife said, hey, Jeff, what about this? What about we use this and this? And he was like, excellent. Hey, can you meet me at the tile? Absolutely. I'll meet you at the tile store and we'll go through it and we'll look. He will bring you books over to see whatever countertops you want or whatever granite or whatever you're going to use for tile for your outdoor patio, whatever the case may be. Jeff will do it all. And, you know, he's just really good, really easy going. And you're going to find out that, he's just going to do a great job. He did a great job on our outdoor kitchen. He's going to be doing a great job on our kitchen and our outdoor patio as well. What I need you to do is give him a call. Tell him you want that 20% off because you're a 97.5 listener. 713-880-2822. Absolute marble and granite. 713-880-2822.
ESPN 97.5.